It is lawful for God to do what he wills with his own. If he doesn't find them worthy of his grace, who are you to say anything? Well, if that's the case, then I don't even want to, your religion is, I don't want to have anything to do with that. This is not for all. As Jesus said in the last chapter, about another saying, he said, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. If it is given to you to receive this saying, then receive this saying. If it is given to you to understand the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, then understand the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. If it is given unto you by God to be chosen in him to salvation, then be chosen to salvation and be saved. But if it is not given unto you, then do not be saved. If it is not given to you, then do not understand. If it is not given to you, then do not take, because you cannot have. To him that hath shall be given, and from him that hath not shall be taken, even that he seemeth to have. Verse 29. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside. And when they heard that Jesus passed by, they cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. Shh, quiet. But they cried the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I should do unto you? They said unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Now, the multitudes wanted them to quiet down. I mean, this is an important time. The master's passing through. He's going, don't quiet. You're making such a racket. People are so cruel one to another. They're so uncaring towards one another. But God is compassionate. God is good. I tell you, people want to accuse God of not being fair and of not being good to everybody. From the last parable, it's not, like I said, he's good to all of us. If he's more good to some, what is that to you? Except that your eye is evil because he is good. He's good. Your eye is evil. You're like a child on Christmas comparing presents, counting presents, measuring piles. Oh, he got more presents than I did. That's not fair. You little brat. You wonder why you get less presents? Because you don't deserve more presents. You're not deserving. You're not deserving even of the presents you got. And with God, he's kind of harsh. He says, take away even that he has. Take his presents away. So even the life you have now, you're going to lose. And he's going to take it away from you. And you will descend into darkness. And you will be separated from the existence of God. Which is all there is anyway. You're going to be destroyed, as it is promised in the scriptures of God, in the doctrine of Christ. They followed him. He was compassionate towards them, so they followed him. Those on whom Jesus did not show compassion did not follow him. Jesus was not very compassionate. The Pharisees come to him tempting him. It never says, and he had compassion on their ignorance. Except I do read of one, the Apostle Paul. Pharisee, seeking to destroy the church. Every bit the Pharisee of the other Pharisees, but why does God have mercy on him? Why does God have compassion on his ignorance? Why does God have compassion on him? Because they're all doing it in ignorance, in unbelief. That's what makes it possible for them to be forgiven. But it does not mean it requires them to be forgiven. If people do things knowingly, then they wouldn't be forgivable. We cannot commit sin willfully, which means I want to be a sinner. And having been enlightened, And been really brought into the truth of Christ. I mean, really, not just raised in the Catholic Church or something like that. I mean, to truly be enlightened of the teachings of Jesus Christ. And then to say, after having believed that and having tasted the good things of the kingdom of God, you can read this in Hebrews. That's what I'm referring to. I've taught this recently. To receive all these things and then to turn and say, I don't want this. I want rather my carnality. I want rather sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I really want to have that lifestyle instead of the lifestyle that God has laid out for eternal life. Then you shall have even as you wish, but nothing more. And even that which you have, what you seem to have, is going to be taken away, I guarantee it. So let us rather, in humility and fear, seek to perfect godliness and cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1.